Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
This next speaker leads the Chronic Condition Strategic Policy Team at the Department of Health and Aged Care. The section is overseeing the review and refresh of the overarching policy for the prevention and management of chronic conditions in Australia. It's a very big job, and we're grateful that she's here. Please welcome Director of the Department of Health and Aged Care, Dr. Leanne Leoki.
Thank you very much. It is indeed a very big job, and I might actually start off with some statistics that probably a lot of you are very well aware of. There is half of the whole of the Australian population with one or more chronic condition. And importantly, there are 22% of all Australians impacted by two or more chronic conditions. So nearly a quarter, which really paves a focus area for us with the refresh of the National Strategic Framework. We're needing to work around those challenges of the complexity of the conditions that people are living with, the number of different conditions, and the complexity around the care and the support pathways needed. So going back to the refresh of the framework and this document, I think that this was mentioned earlier today, so hopefully I'm not duplicating information provided to you already, but the National Strategic Framework for Chronic Conditions provides the overall policy guidance for all levels of government for the prevention and management of chronic conditions. It was a document developed and published in 2017 in collaboration with states and territories, and it very much is time that we review and refresh this document. So in the intervening time, there has been a number of key policy documents developed: the National Preventive Health Strategy, the Primary Care 10-Year Plan, importantly, the Strengthening Medicare Task Force recommendations. So that combined with the increasing prevalence of chronic conditions really turns our focus to multimorbidity. So we have consultation open at the moment. That consultation paper is open until the 19th of April. It is a very simple patient survey. I'd encourage everyone to provide input into that. If you haven't got the link, we will make sure that you have that by the end of the day. We would really welcome input from people impacted by chronic conditions. We would appreciate input from carers and supporters of people suffering from chronic conditions as well. And we've designed the survey so that hopefully it is relatively easy to complete. If you do have any difficulties with that, though, we do provide a contact detail for you to for assistance in completing the survey. So I just want to talk through some of the areas for the refresh of the framework. I've mentioned multimorbidity, but some of the other areas are supporting multidisciplinary care, wanting to support people through the progression of a condition. So with some conditions, they're rapidly progressive, and we want to ensure that people have continuity of care through their journey in the health system. And we also want to support people as they progress through different life stages. So quite commonly, there'll be people with particular supports in childhood, and then as they move into adulthood, those circumstances and the care arrangements will change. We also want to look particularly at priority populations and how we can better support priority populations. So linking back to the framework itself, the key areas of the current framework are around prevention, management, and priority populations. As I mentioned, there has been progression in each of those areas, and there's a number of documents that we want to link up. But effectively, we want to be able to provide continuity of care for the Australian population. action. We would like to be able to link into all of the high-level reforms underway, and I guess to link into, I guess, common saying that we're using is good primary care is good chronic conditions management. And we want to be building the primary care system so that we can provide good chronic condition support. So I'm happy to take any questions. I know this is probably not the format, but we've had a lot of questions come up around the consultation and where it fits in. So I don't know whether you can accommodate that within this format or not, or whether you'd rather leave that to the group discussion.
Who would like to ask a question?
Okay, right. So with the refresh of the framework intersect or lead into guidelines around the interaction with the NDIS? So there's no answer to that just yet. We're aware of the intersection between disability and NDIS and supports, and particularly for some conditions where there is a really fast progression of the condition. So I'd encourage you to make a submission outlining where you see the best efforts and support of those intersections to be.
We have just time for one more question.
So in terms of the first question of... So for people that didn't hear, the first part of that question was around the progression of a condition not necessarily being linear and being quite complex. And we do recognise that the progressions are quite different depending on the condition and depending on the number of conditions that people have. So that is something that I guess we want to acknowledge and provide support for, but we recognise that everyone's journey is very different. In terms of the guidelines, so I might direct you to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare website for a lot of rich information around 10 more common conditions and conditions that are regularly reported on in terms of their prevalence, their incidence, so the rate at which they're increasing, the impact of those conditions, hospital data, and other usage of the health system. And then there's also, I guess, a wealth of information available through the AIHW around broader impacts around some of the other conditions, the different types of multimorbidity, so the different types of groupings of conditions that are more common that present. So again, we can provide a link to everyone.
And that's all we have time for. Question wise, that question for those of you listening online was about severity of conditions. And please put your hands together. Thank you, Dr. Leanne Leoki.
You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And I hope someday. Joy.